Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody praise Him in the house today.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory. Well, hello, my cousin Gary. Looks like he just logged in to be with us today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody know what the word glory means? Anybody know what the word glory means? That means adoration and praise. Sometimes glory is given because of something that's done. But it's to receive adoration and praise from others. Today my message is on the glory in the cross. Amen. I'm going to be reading from Galatians 6 and 14. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 14. I've got to give Mason time to get it on there. Huh? Glory in the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you wouldn't mind, I'm going to be reading from Galatians 6:14. And if you're capable of standing for the reading of God's word, please do so. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:14 says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world." Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me today? My Father, I am your vessel, dear God. I am in need of your touch. Touch my body, dear Lord. Touch my voice. Touch my heart and mind and soul. Anoint me, dear God, to bring forth this word in a way that would magnify you, that would uplift you, that would glorify you, O Lord. Pour out your spirit upon this word, dear God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Father God, pour out your spirit and your unction upon me. Let me preach this word in a way that would be glorifying in your sight. It would be pleasing, dear God, in your ears. Let it go forth today, dear God, and make changes in the lives of all those under the sound of my voice. Let them glean from it. Let them grow from it. And let their souls be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise be unto the living God. I want to ask you something. Does anybody have a reason to glorify God today? Somebody glorify him in the house. Somebody magnify him in the house. Thank you, Lord, our property was not destroyed. Thank you, Lord, for your healing virtues that you've poured out upon our bodies. Thank you, Lord, for giving us jobs and income. Thank you, Lord, for providing for our households. Thank you, Lord, for writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory unto the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be unto the living God. When I was 19 years old, I'd already had a couple of guitars, but I didn't know how to play them. I couldn't do nothing on them. And I went and paid $800 for a guitar and an amplifier in an old country shop between here in Fuquay and Clayton. And I had to make payments on it. And the day I brought it home, I placed that guitar on my bed and made an altar on my bed. And I said, Lord, I've been trying to play for so long and I can't do nothing. Lord, if you would teach me to play this guitar, I will make sure it is never used for anything but your glory. Praise be unto the living God. From that point on, I started watching my fingers do things that I knew I didn't know how to do. I've done it this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. He honored his word. When I told him, Lord, if you anoint me, if you teach me to play this guitar, I won't let it be used for anything but your glory. Through the years, people have blessed their hearts. People have called me a really good guitar player. If only they knew that I am faking it as hard as I can go. I don't know what I'm doing. I just listen and I try to play along with what I'm listening to, and all of a sudden during the time, I don't play my guitar for any other reason but to glorify God. And I sit and all of a sudden things are happening. And I can hear things happening, and I'm like, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. And when those times take over, that I ain't doing nothing, but I'm watching my fingers fly up and down that neck and that string board, fretboard, oh, my goodness. You don't know the joy that comes over my soul when I see that and I hear what's coming out of that thing. Hallelujah. For years, I used to stand over in the corner away from everybody else playing. Because I didn't want nobody looking at me. And it got to the point that they was going to look at me anyway. So you know what I would do? I turned around my back to everybody. Hallelujah. I did not want the glory for what was happening. I did not, because it wasn't mine. It didn't belong to me. You know where glory belongs? It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. It belongs to God. If you hallelujah, hallelujah. If you hear me playing and you think I'm playing good, don't think about how good Brother Mac's playing. What you need to say is, glory to God. Come on now. Come on now. So many in the church today want the glory for themselves. Help me, Lord. This is not where I was going. They want to talk about all the time, look at me. Look what I'm doing for the church. Look at me. Look how much I'm giving to the church. Look at me. Look how much what I'm doing here. Look at me, how good I got things going. Look at me, don't you want to be like me? I declare, I'm going to tell you what I think. When you come to church, if you can't do no better than to be like me, you need to find yourself another role model. Because I ain't nothing. I ain't nothing. I want you to hear me. I'm nothing but a mouthpiece for the Lord. I ain't nothing but somebody that wants to be obedient to the Lord and do and be and say what it is He wants me to do and be and say. Hallelujah. There have been times when I got to feeling too much of myself, and I tried to do it myself, and I fell flat on my face in a big public way. Yeah. I've had people come up and tell me, well, Brother Mac, the Lord did bless you with so many gifts and so many talents. And I keep thinking, well, maybe He did. But do you know, He gave me those gifts and talents for a reason. And every last one of them is used to give glory and honor and praise back to God. Because without Him, I would be nothing. Without Him, I wouldn't have them. Without Him, I couldn't play. Without Him, I couldn't halfway sing. Without Him, I couldn't do nothing that I do. Without Him and His anointing, I would be a useless old fat man looking at y'all. Y'all wouldn't even know my name. But some folks want the glory in themselves. There's some pastors that they want the glory themselves, and they're sprawled all over television with multi-million dollar salaries, jet planes and mansions, and telling people how they can be like me. Paul said, be like me as I am being like God. He didn't say be like me and get rich. So many want the glory for themselves, and because of that, the faith is dying today. Anybody understand what I'm saying? The faith in God is dying. Because everybody's looking for a motivational speaker instead of somebody who's going to bring them the Word of God. There is no glory that belongs to you. There is no glory that belongs to me. But when we give God the glory, listen to me now, like happened this morning during praise and worship, I seen some of y'all up there praising God. I seen it. Don't act like you can hide it from me now. I done seen it. When you start giving the glory to God, He starts pouring out His blessing. He'll pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. He will bless you. He will touch you. He will lead you places. He will move upon your camp. He will move upon your household. He will move upon your family. He will move upon your children. Hallelujah. When you give God the glory, give God the praise, His presence will overshadow our pride. And His blessings will abound in the house of God. Have y'all ever sat back and thought about it? Look at this church. Turn around and look. Just turn around and look. We ought not be doing everything we're doing. But God. There ain't no way we should have built that fellowship hall, that parsonage, that shed. Hallelujah. There ain't no way we should be doing these ministries that we're doing, going out into the community, this little church. There ain't no way we're supposed to be doing that. When I tell other pastors, and I tell them, my church, 90% of my church is tithing, they said, you're lying. You wouldn't believe how many times other pastors call me a liar when I'm testifying. And I just look at them and say, well, you can believe what you want to. I don't care. All I can say is God is doing something at the Haven of Hope. I said God is doing something at the Haven of Hope. And it ain't that we're doing something. Hallelujah. Paul said, this world is crucified to me. You know what he was saying? He said, to me, this world is dead. I love y'all. Yeah. many of us love the world and what the world can give us. Oh, Pastor. Too many of us love the things of this world more than we love the things of God. Oh, I'm hitting somebody right in the heart. And you're pretending to ignore it. So let me say it again. Too many folks are, that's right, too many fakes. Are clinging to the things of this world rather than to the things of God. I didn't do that intentionally. But when it happened, I said, oh, well. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about the worldly things that the world does. I'm talking about the sinful stuff that the world is infiltrating into the lives of the Christian. I'm talking about the filthy things, the worldly things, the things that we ain't got no business being a part of. We love that more than we love God. Amen? Amen. That's exactly right. They're falling in love with the world. Thank you, Jesus. Paul said, the world is crucified to me. He said, the world is dead to me. And then he said, I'm dead to the world. If you want to wrap yourself around this world, it ain't going to take you but one place. It's going to take you to hell. If you want to wrap, oh, Lord, I can't say that. I'm trying. Just give me a second. I'm trying to word it. We get so caught up on the filth that is in social media. We get so tied up in it that it's got a hook in our hearts and we can't let it go. I'm not talking about social media. I'm talking about the filth that's on social media. Okay? Social media is not in itself an evil thing. But the things that we let into our lives from it is evil, and it will trap your soul. And it will take you deep into the underworld away from God. And it'll do it so slowly and so sneakily. Hallelujah. I had added a few apps to my phone that everybody else had. And after just a few weeks with them on there, I said, I just know. These don't belong on my phone. Because they was putting filthy mess on them things. Filthy mess, left and right. You couldn't open it up. Without, and I said, okay, I'm done with that. I got to get rid of that. Hallelujah. So I got rid of them apps. They ain't on my phone no more. Amen. The world is crucified unto me. And I am dead to the world. But the next thing he said is, the Lord told me not to glory in anything save the cross. Now, I preached a message not too long ago about there was a time in my life, in my Christian life, that I hated the cross. I hated it because it was where my Savior died and was crucified and the murder that had taken place upon him. I hated that. And my father-in-law, James Blackburn, we were out working in his yard one day because when you were at James Blackburn's house, if you were dating or married to one of his daughters, you did his work. That's right. That's right, Mason. So it ain't over yet.
I'll be at Caterpillar working.
Yeah. Act like I can't work around it. But me and him was talking one day, and I told him what I thought about the cross. He said, but Mac, you ain't thought this thing through. And I said, what do you mean? Because I said, I hate that song, The Old Rugged Cross. Because I hate the fact that my Savior, my Lord, the one that wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, I hate that they murdered him on that thing. And he said, but Mac, if they hadn't have, you wouldn't be forgiven. If they hadn't have, you wouldn't have of a chance to be in heaven. And that thing hit me like a ton of bricks. And now when they sing the old rugged cross, I am right there with them singing and glorying in the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I will glory in the cross of Calvary. Because of the cross, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because of the cross, your sins are forgiven. I ain't supposed to point my finger, but I did it anyhow for a point. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You, because of the cross, are going to miss hell. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and to the Greek." Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Remind me to tell you why I'm laughing later. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, I praise you. My battery is dying. Thank you, Jesus. There, that's better. Hallelujah. I will glory in the cross. Thank you, Jesus. The cross of Calvary gave us a Savior. The cross of Calvary gave us a risen Lord. I know God did all of that.
But he used the cross to do it.
Amen. The cross of Calvary gave us a providential caregiver. His name is Jesus. The cross of Jesus gave us the ability to come before this altar, to come before his throne, and to repent of our sins.
And to give the Lord
praise and glory. The cross of Calvary gave us the reason to come and repent and have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise be to the living God. I'm being obedient to the Lord right now. I want everybody to bow your heads, please. The Lord told me to do this, and when I did, he showed me things. I'm right back to where I was when I had my anointing the hardest. Doing it the way God told me to do it then. That's where I'm at today. It's got nothing to do with me but my obedience to him. And in my obedience to him, I've done something that he told me to do. And when I did, some things became evident and clear to me. I saw things in the spirit. There's already one in this altar. There are others who need to come and bring your hearts before God to repent. But I'm getting ready to speak to you. There are people here, and I know who you are, that because of hurts from the past, for some shape, reason, whatever it is, those hurts, I don't know whether they were in the church or in your family, but there's more than one, there's several. Those hurts have caused you to shy away from a closeness with God. And right there, you knew I was talking to you. The Lord just revealed it to me. Those past hurts have caused you to be angry because you're hurt. Oh, Lord, thank you. And because of that anger and that hurt, you're keeping God at a distance. You're not willing right now to give yourself to Him completely. I'm not going to call you out in front of everybody. But sometime during this altar service, you know I'm talking to you. The Lord's going to prompt your heart and tell you to come down here. You ain't got to come to me. You can just come to the altar. I know who you are. He wants you to come to the altar and reach out to Him. He says He's got something for you. Oh, dear Lord. He says He's got something for you if you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's several in here right now, others. Several who are dealing with heartache within the family. Whether it be from your parents, from years ago, or something that's going on right now, something going on with your children, something going on with grandchildren. Any and all of that. The Lord says, come to me. He's calling you right now. Leave your seat and bring those hurts and those heartaches to this altar. Hallelujah. Oh, I love it when God does that. He pointed them out to me. Glory to your name, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory to your name, dear God. Glory to God. Father, bless him today. Bless him today, Father. Let your will be performed. Pour it out today, dear God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got one more prayer that we need to pray together. This is a prayer that I've been teaching children for 27 years and youth for about 20. And now adults for 10. Amen. This is a simple prayer. It's a five-part prayer. It's the sinner's prayer. It's the only prayer that the sinner can pray that God will hear. Amen. And each part of this prayer is represented by a finger. All right, everybody, repeat this. Repeat it sincerely with me. With your thumb, say, Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.